Our next guests are in house. Starla, you're next to the Greek dessert, so you're free to nibble.
Yeah,
you're free to nibble. Starla Street with Millikan University, an academic advisor, and Rita Coley here, of course, representing the Coley family and the Stone Thrown Forward. What do we call it, a program now? I mean,
it is
initiative?
The Greater Decatur Community Initiative.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And this
we have logos. We're a real deal.
We're going at another level. Of course, the Stone Thrown Forward Foundation, I guess, at a local 501(c)(3). Charitable organization named after the late Kyle Stone, who meant a lot to a lot of us, more than just your family. But out of Kyle has sparked this, the Greater Decatur Cardiac Initiative.
I think we all have a story.
Mm-hmm.
We just are never quite sure what that's going to be. And, you know, it's crazy for me to think about just his legacy, wrapping all of these things up together.
Yeah.
You know, just the sporting, athletic, high school athletics and coaches and golf outings and just an incredible legacy. So
I think that what you want to accomplish here, which I think we'll get there eventually, you want every high school athlete to get a heart screening. Is it as simple as that when we're all said and done?
You know, this has really evolved. And I think initially when we became a little bit more informed, and Starla, you can probably agree with me on this, but as a parent, you're not prepared to be in the situation that you're thrust into when you lose a child.
Mm-hmm.
And true. I think at the end of the day, the questions and wondering, and you know, you tend to gravitate towards other people who have had a similar experience for comfort and mm-hmm. for information. And we were able to both get acquainted with the Gobzinski family in Effingham because we had both turned there because they were doing heart screening. And that was something that intrigued both of us. That might be something that we could do here. And they screen differently because they have like a big open house.
Okay.
And you're able to come to them and get the screening. And so they offer an opportunity for every student athlete to have an EKG as part of their school physical. It started out at Sarah Bush in Mattoon, and they were busing kids from Effingham up there. The Rotary actually started funding the EKG portion of the school physicals.
Okay.
And once Gobzinski's got involved with it and it got organized and more people wanted to take part, they started also offering it in Effingham and also including Tuitopolis and Effingham St. Anthony Hospitals.
Okay.
So they have been screening for about 3 years. And I just talked to Stephanie, who is twin to Andrew Gobzinski, who passed away in that area.
Yep.
33 years old, sudden cardiac event.
Yeah.
This is his twin, Stephanie, and her parents, Leon and Becky, have gone on to organize the screening. And they've screened about 345 people over the course of 3 years.
Okay.
And so they've had a little more experience than we have. When we came here, we found a totally different environment. The school physicals are actually coordinated through the athletic training programs in our area. That's a contractual arrangement through the hospitals.
Okay.
So each hospital hires athletic trainers, and they're assigned to specific hospitals based on schools based on whoever, you know, has the contract with them. And so when we started talking to, when Starla actually started this several years ago, talking about doing this, it was a natural fit to go in through the school physicals and see if we could tag on to that. So we started talking to Matt Munjoy and Dr. J at DMH, and we started talking to the folks at St. Mary's, Michelle Oliver, Dustin Fink, and had a very positive response.
Okay.
So they started talking about what it would look like if we offered EKGs with school physicals. The cardiologists, I think, were the voice of reason for us and felt like the better opportunity for us would be to provide education about family history and about symptoms and kind of heart-related knowledge. And if it is appropriate, the EKG would be offered to any high school athlete at no cost.
At the hospital then, probably?
No, it's going to be right at the school, the day of the physical.
Gotcha.
But rather than just do hundreds of EKGs, we felt it was better to really have that conversation with the parents about if there's any positive health history, if they've had any signs and symptoms, do they have asthma, do they have exertion with activity, are they a student who uses a lot of highly caffeinated
Here's the Red Bull energy that Nick was wearing.
Yes.
You heard that warning, Nick.
I did. On the way in here, I laughed. I said to Lauren, he is not too big to spank. I will get that, Eric Lee. Red Bull, really, Eric?
I don't drink it much. That was just an 8 a.m. thing. Clearly, you've seen me at 8 a.m.
I know.
I don't drink coffee. But, I mean, even if a kid drinks a lot of coffee.
That's right. And you know what? They're really... That's probably not the issue. The issue is understanding your heart.
Yeah.
And if your heart and coffee don't mix well and it causes you to have chest pain or feel exertion with, you know, going
could
up
a
flight of stairs, there's a reason to check into it. So those are the kinds of conversations that we want to start seeing at the high school level.
And then tomorrow, 6 o'clock on the third floor of the Commons at Milliken's campus, this is a discussion. This is just a chance for people to come learn, and you're going to get some stuff out of this. You're going to video it and stuff like that. But for the most part, tomorrow is for anybody just interested at all, right?
It is. This is really our community partners coming together and doing what they do best. We wanted to have a tool to use for social media, a way to send the message out to parents of these athletes so that they would get the IHSA physical form and a little blurb about how the physical clinic might look this year. And Nick Smith, Newhoff Media, came alongside us and said, you know, rather than go all over town and chase 12 different people to make this video, why don't we all get together one place, one time? It'll make a much more consistent, engaging tool for us to use. And so that's what's taking place tomorrow night. It's a good chance for people to ask questions and to understand while, you know, the people that are involved with it are all together and talking about it. So yes, 6 o'clock, Milliken Commons, third floor.
6:30.
The taping will begin at 6:30.
Okay.
But it's like anything, you know, if you want to be there and be included in it, just be there a little bit early.
Gotcha.
So that we're prepared.
It's like a theater area. I haven't been to the third floor up there. It's just a classroom kind of setup.
Third floor has got the it's called the ballroom, and so it will be open, and there's seating. There'll be plenty of seating.
Perfect, perfect. So anybody can come, you know, whether you have a high school athletes, you got four-year-olds. I mean, just come.
That's right.
It's just going to help you take another step in safety, you know.
That's
You know, for heart safety. I see this 14-question heart health survey on the back of this card. It's 14 pretty simple questions. Too many yeses in there, and maybe you would want to get that.
That's right.
Yeah.
I think, you know, for me, when I started looking through information, and you found out that the American Heart Association, the American Cardiology Association agreed that these 14 questions were significant in regards to kind of giving a clearer picture.
Mm-hmm.
If you had a cardiac focused history, this is what would be on there.
Yeah.
And there are things like, have you ever been diagnosed with exertion asthma? Have you ever had chest pain with exercise?
The heart murmur. Elevated blood pressure.
And each one of these individually may not be a big deal, but in my family, when I looked at those 14 questions, my son would have failed that.
Really?
And that's, you know.
So maybe he would have got an EKG, and who knows?
That's right. And he had never even had a chest x-ray.
Yeah.
He just was always a very healthy kid, but he had a little cough, and he used an inhaler, and, you know. I mean, I've had a conversation with Tim Miller, who was his physician growing up, and you just go over and over it in your mind, and none of those things individually were significant until I had a brother who passed away with hypertrophic cardiomyopathy, which is an enlarged heart. And then you start adding one and one and getting three and looking back, and it's like, you know, maybe there were signs there that we just didn't know.
Well, whether you're 18, 25, or 30, unless there's a reason to it, we never think we need to go to the doctor.
That's right.
You know, especially a fit, active kid that Kyle was young man.
Yeah.
I mean, but when you start seeing a couple of these things, you see some on paper like that, that will maybe wake you up sometimes. Starla, we keep talking about high school athletes, but I mean, is this something you'd like to incorporate into Milliken athletes too?
We would like to. Hopefully we can get with Milliken, and there's some NCAA rules, things like that we've got to work through.
Okay.
But we would like to, and it's a different set of cardiologists because it's not the pediatric cardiologist.
Gotcha.
It is then the adult cardiologist. So we have to work through some of those details and bring in the right people for that. And we do our physicals at one time in August.
Okay.
With our student athletes.
For the whole year?
Yes.
Yeah.
And so hopefully we can coordinate that and bring in the EKG program there.
Yeah.
Again, like I said, it's getting the right players and the right people.
If you are the parent, you could be the parent of a 30-year-old. There's still nothing wrong with taking a look at this card and coming to the conversation and seeing how many yeses you're going to circle on this card to just say, we're going to set an appointment. Let's go get an EKG.
Absolutely.
And ask your doctor, you know, if you have a doctor now.
And my son was in the service. Mm. I mean, my son was a sergeant in the Army. And so, and there were... If we look at these questions, there were some you know, red flags, but putting them all together, we didn't do that at the time. And since then, though, his biological siblings have been tested, and they both have the birth defect that,
is that
he
right?
had that caused his cardiac arrest, yes.
What then for then? Was there a medication?
There is a medication.
There is a medication. Mm-hmm. So yes. There is something then that...
For ours.
That there's another step that could help.
I think you might have hit on a very important piece of this, because one of the barriers to the screening is this going to prevent me from playing? I don't want to do anything that is going to keep me from participating in high school sports. And the answer is no, this provides that plan so that the student can continue to participate in sports. We've talked to a number of parents with students with the QT, long QT syndrome, or where they've collapsed maybe in third or fourth grade, or it could have been just a stressor, you know, one.
Yeah,
it was,
chances are the things that will take you out of sports, you've experienced something major.
Yes, and they went and, you know, had an EKG, and the electrical issue showed up on an EKG. And so they were aware, and the student was cleared to play. Now the athletic trainer has a fighting chance of knowing what to do if that student, this is a tennis player at LSA, you know, so there's nothing wrong with gaining information in this scenario. No, it's just going to help.
Yeah, information it's huge for an athletic trainer. They've got, you know, sometimes 600 athletes. You know,
that's right.
MacArthur probably has 500-600 athletes. Jeff Rounds is the one athletic trainer there. You know, Dustin Fink's probably got 300-400 athletes at Mount Zion. But other different sports all year round. It's nice to know I got 28 kids on asthma. I got, you know, and he'll know. They'll know when they see this, yeah.
They do, and they know the kids that use the energy drinks.
Yeah.
And they know the kids that don't want to come out until they
hit the wall.
Chew tobacco
and get away with it or whatever. Yeah,
I mean, all of those things. And Dustin is huge. You know, he's a great mentor in regards to eating healthy lifestyle.
And the concussion world that he lives in, too. He's very big to that.
Yeah, so I think they're just going to be great mentors to have that conversation with the athletes.
Yeah, not at all. In the whole time of this, has it been, we need to get kids out of sports that don't belong there because they're unhealthy. That's not the point. It just makes it even safer.
That's right. The other thing that I want to say.
It's just like putting in a mouth guard.
You're
doing it a little safer.
Mm-hmm. I like to also add, it's not just the athletes.
Mm-hmm.
This is just the only place to start.
Sure.
And parents, if you have an athlete, may have a kid in the band or that sings or whatever, and you're going to apply that information to all of your children.
Yeah, but if you got six no's on this card, just because you're not an athlete doesn't mean you're not
in
danger.
Right.
That's right. Show choirs, all of that.
Any part of moving, it's just a good step. The scary thing is, for so long, science is unbelievable now. And they're good at taking symptoms and turning, sometimes there's a lot of things without symptoms, or the symptoms are so small it doesn't stick out. So.
I think understanding, too, that the activity and the exertion is not what causes the problem with the heart. The problem with the heart is there, and it's the exertion or the stress that exacerbates or makes it worse.
Raises the chances.
Yeah, ours was a birth defect.
Wow.
That we didn't know about.
And the whole family has it.
All
the kids. That's unbelievable. Well, thanks for coming in. Tomorrow, 6 o'clock, you'll start filming about 6:30, putting everything on kind of on visual record. And
yes.
I'm assuming people can come and just listen. You don't have to talk. You won't even be on camera. there's plenty of room to just come be part of
That's correct.
The audience.
We're really lucky. We have Dr. J from DMH, a cardiologist. We have Dr. Suki from SIU, pediatric cardiology. He'll be interpreting EKGs along with his two partners. We have Dustin Fink and Matt Munjoy representing the athletic trainers, and Zach Soa as that mid-level medical provider.
A lot of people having a conversation.
Yes. So.
You maybe a chance, again, even if you got a five-year-old. There's nothing wrong with getting the information and getting an idea now. It doesn't mean your five-year-old is going to go get an EKG, but get the information because they're going to grow up, and now you're way ahead of the curve. And if you don't get a chance to go, be looking for the video and be aware that this is part of our future.
That's right.
Thank you for coming.
Thanks so much.
Anything else you want to touch on? We get it all?
No. I think we're good. I would give you a phone number.
Okay.
If you want to get in touch with me. My number is 855-2354. If anybody has questions or would like to get involved or know more about it, feel free.
Or they just want to use you to get to Dale Coley.
Well, I am Mrs. Dale. Proud to be. So, yeah, that'll work too.
All right. Rita Coley, Starla Street, thanks for popping in.